والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, it is a zikr of majlis, or it's a majlis of zikr, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ahadith are filled with the virtues of zikr. The Quran Sharif mentions many, many places zikrullah. And by now, each and every one of you who is regularly attending this majlis of zikr, you are aware that the purpose of this majlis of zikr is not to increase the knowledge of any person. It is to increase that kayfiyat in the heart, that feeling of the heart. It is to bring about that change within the heart. It is to bring or create or develop within the heart that himmat and that courage to make amal on that knowledge which we already have. That is the purpose. The knowledge that we already have, we don't seem to be getting the himmat and the courage to practice on that knowledge. The environment seems to be very vicious. The moment we go outside the masjid, then it seems that we are caught up again in the same webs. And we all complain of the vicious environment. I was talking to the pupils this morning after the long school holidays, that most of the pupils seem to be complaining, whether they are students of universities, colleges or madrasas. The major complaint, especially those students who are interested in their islah and reformation and change, their major complaint is this, that what do we do during the holidays? We get caught up in the evil, which is plentiful and abundant. We just get caught. We don't have the power to restrain ourselves. So this is what gives us that courage and that himmat. If a person takes it seriously, he makes tawbah and istighfar with sincerity, and he asks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from the fitnas that are prevalent in our societies, the fitnas which are prevalent in our bazaars, in our schools, in our colleges, the fitnas which are prevalent in our own homes. If the person is sincere and is asking Allah ta'ala for protection, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala definitely finds a way out for him. There is no question of a person not being able to restrain himself from haram. If a person says, I just cannot, then it is a lie. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not make anything farz which is not within the capacity of a person to undertake. Allah ta'ala is our creator. How can he make those things farz upon us which we cannot do? Or make those things or declare those things haram from which we cannot seem to restrain ourselves? Like, just for example, and I've repeatedly said this, it's not the box that we are talking about. Many people think that we become paranoid about the TV box. It's not the box. The box is just an instrument. Depends on what the person uses it for. What we are talking about is that the major content of that TV is nothing but haram. And we know what kind of a character development is undertaking in our youth, in our young people and those who are watching, that what kind of character they have or what influence it has on their lives, in which direction it takes them. A person just cannot claim that it doesn't influence me, it has no effect on me. If that was the case, then these advertisement companies or these advertisements that the people pay for on the TV, thousands of rands are spent. Why should they pay for it if it doesn't influence anybody? If it doesn't have any impact and influence on any person, then why should they spend millions of rand on advertising? So it shows that it does have an impact. And they can see it, that after somebody has seen something on the screen, then he rushes to go and buy those items. We have heard of all the gimmicks. So it does have an impact, it does have an influence. So just as the good will have an influence, the bad will also have an effect and influence. So those people who say that we just cannot do away with that which is haram, we are addicted, those pictures that we are watching, or those serials which we are following, or those haram things that we are viewing, we just cannot restrain ourselves. So ask one simple question. Go and look into those homes where people were addicted. They said, we just cannot do without it. But there was a hold up, there was a shooting, somebody's life was gone. Father, mother, sister, brother, son, nephew, somebody died in that home. There was a shooting case. Now for the next few days, ask those people if they have the TV on in that home. Or whilst the mayyat and janaza is lying there, ask them if the TV is on. Have you ever heard that the janaza is one side, but the husband whose wife has died, or the child whose mother has died, or the mother whose child has died, they say, well, just hold on for 1 hour, delay the janaza by 1 hour, because I'm addicted. This serial, if I don't watch, then there will be some kind of restlessness in my life. So just hold on, let me first view this 1-2 hours, then you can take the janaza. Nobody says that. And in fact, just as we put a coffin over the dead body, in the same way in many homes you will find the coffin over that box also. For a few days at least, that box will be given a coffin too. The only thing they don't do is pour some ether over it. But that box also goes in iddat for a few days. So it shows that there's no question of being unable to restrain ourselves. Yes, we can say that nafs and shaitan overpowers us. That is our problem. So if nafs and shaitan is overpowering us, then what should we be doing? If it is overpowering us and we're getting caught up, so then don't make excuses that we are just buying it for news, we're just buying it for a little bit of sports, we're just buying it for a little bit of this and that, because we know where it is going to take us. So that himmat and that courage must come. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan, wallah, there are so many people who have, after the repeated listening, they have given up. And they say, now we don't even miss it. In fact, that music which was the water of life for us, we just couldn't do without it. Our toes used to tap the moment we heard, listened to a little bit of music. He says, but now it irritates, it agitates, it hurts. Hasn't it happened to many, many people? Now why is it? That same thing which was the water of life, what is it that now makes the person hate and irritate? It is that same, that himmat and the courage that came, and a little bit of purification came of the heart, so that the heart can now sense that this is darkness. There's darkness in it. Now you can sense the person's bandage has been removed from the eyes. There was a cataract, and as a result the person couldn't see. But now that cataract has been removed, and the bandage too has been taken out. So now the person can see that this is darkness. And now this is light. He can find his way. So he starts getting that noor and the light now. Now that little bit of zikr that the person makes in some majlis of this nature, or the little bit of going out that the person does in the jamaat and makes some talim, or the person goes to some khanqa, or the person goes to the masjid and sits down and reads some Quran Sharif, or he does any other dini work or ibadat, now he can find that little bit of noor is coming into his heart. But then again, he has got to look after it. The more the person earns, the more security he has to exercise. The more you earn, the more security. The person who's living in a hut and he doesn't have anything to, there's no gold there, no silver there, there's no cash there. In fact, rats are running there. So have you seen anybody putting burglar guards there? There's nothing there to steal. So the more the person has, the more security is required. So the more we start building up within our hearts that noor, the more security is required. The more we must be on guard, the more alert we must be. The more we must check our right, left and behind us and in front of us, that no hijacker is coming. That shaitan is not coming from one of those routes which he has promised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that I will attack man from. He says, I will come from his right, I will come from his left, I will come from in front of him, I will come from behind him. The only two areas that he didn't mention is from above and from beneath. Two things. He said, I'll come from these four sides. Allah Ta'ala made him forget from top and from bottom. So the lesson we take from there is that there are only two ways now to protect and safeguard this nur that comes into the heart from the attacks of shaitan. One is get connected with Allah. Raise your hands and cry before Allah. Turn towards the heavens. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So look at Allah above or put your head in sajda and cry there. Only these two places. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. That's all. Put the head in the sajda and cry and ask Allah for protection. So that is how this nur will be safeguarded in the heart. And when it is going to be a safeguard of that nur, then wallah, we will get such sukoon in the heart, such tranquility, such serenity, such peace and such happiness. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us, despite all the thorns that are around. We will get that natural pain, natural grief, natural sorrow, natural hurt that is common. But the person will still remain connected with his Allah. It won't be like the cases that we are getting now, that if there is a murder, or if there is a killing, or if somebody has died suddenly in an accident, then sometimes the parents say that we can't take it anymore, we want to take our life. Sometimes the brothers say that we can't do anything. What is the purpose of living in this world? And the person is overdosing himself. Sometimes the children, and these are things that are happening. Why? Because there was no connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For that person who has a connection with Allah Ta'ala, it is easier to get over that trauma than that person who's got no connection with Allah Ta'ala. Because the person who's got a connection, he'll say, I did whatever I had to do. There was no way that I could have saved his life. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had planned and willed that this person must lose his life on a certain day, certain time, certain place. So there was no question of my delaying that. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making zikr with sincerity. May He light up our nur, hearts with the nur of zikr. And may He give us that himmat and the courage to restrain ourselves from haram and do all those things that He has ordered so that we find peace, happiness, sukoon in this life, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. It's getting hot, put the other fans on too. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر For a long time now we haven't read Ayy Mere Adata. We'll read that tonight inshallah.
Ayy Mere Data, Ayy Mere Malik, Ayy Mere Mawla, Ayy Mere Wali. Ayy Mere Data, Ayy Mere Malik, Ayy Mere Mawla, Ayy Mere Wali. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھلانا خود بھی اگر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھلانا خود بھی اگر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو خود بھی بھلانا بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھلانا خود بھی اگر میں Oh Allah, even if I want to forget you, I must not be able to forget you. Let your name be such a way engraved on my heart that wherever I go, Allah, I see no one but you. I realize that you are watching me, you are hearing, you are knowing, you are with me wherever I am. Even if I want to forget you, I must not be able to forget you. We must make dua, Allah Ta'ala, make our hearts like that. That whether we are joking, we are laughing, we are eating, we are drinking, we are with our families or in the business or anywhere, we must not forget our Allah. Do everything what pleases Him. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊं उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्रे इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्रे इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। सोचो जरा फिरौन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, सोचो जरा फिरौन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने। गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने। पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने, उनके नाम की गुनगाते हैं इब्राहीम खलीलुल्लाह इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह। لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ بیوٹیفل اللہ ہائے اللہ ہاؤ بیوٹیفل یو آر How loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and forgiving you are. Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us by now. But oh Allah, in spite of our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink. You are giving us clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport. Allah, so much of ni'mats and so much of your bounties, you are still showering upon us 24 hours of the day. In spite of all the sins that we have committed, oh my Allah, where can there be another Allah besides you? Allah, tere siwa koi maabood nahi, tere siwa koi masjood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. Bas tu hi hamara sahara hai, tu hi bas hamara hai. Ay Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, ay raheem Allah raham farma, ay kareem Allah karam farma. اے غفار اللہ مغفرت فرما، اے ستار اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کی ستاری فرما، اے میرے اللہ ہم جیسے بھی ہیں بندے تو تیرے ہیں، واٹ ایور وی مے بی او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ وی آر یور سروینٹس، اے اللہ وے ڈو وی گو، وی کی ناٹ اسکیپ یور مائٹ، وی کی ناٹ اسکیپ یور سائٹ، وی کی ناٹ اسکیپ یور کنگڈم، اے اللہ وی کی ناٹ لیو اینڈ گو اینی وے وے اٹ از ناٹ یور کنگڈم. Allah, if we go north, it is your kingdom. If we go south, it is your kingdom.
If we go beneath the ocean, it's your kingdom. If we go above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we have recognized our sins. Ya Allah, we have acknowledged our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are not making excuses for our sins. Ya Allah, all we are saying is we are extremely weak servants of yours. And Ya Allah, you are a forgiving Allah. You are a merciful Allah. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, we are not extending our hands before human beings. Ya Allah, we are extending before you, and you become pleased the more we beg of you. In fact, if we don't beg of you, you become displeased. Yes. Ya Allah, therefore we are repeatedly turning towards you. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace upon us. Oh Allah, you could have paralyzed us there and then. Ya Allah, you could have caused some great azab to come upon us the moment we were committing sins. But oh my beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, so much of sins we have committed, and oh Allah, you have overlooked. Oh my beloved Allah, how Rahim you are, how Kareem you are. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, my Allah, we are presenting before you our oceans of sins. We are presenting before you, oh my beloved Allah, our oceans of sins. Oh my beloved Allah, in the oceans there's so much of filth that enters from all the sewage pipes. But oh Allah, just the waves of the ocean, it makes everything clean and park. Oh my Allah, no matter how much a person may make ghusl and wuzu with the waters of the ocean, ay Allah, the waters of the ocean do not become napak and najas. Ay Allah, therefore no matter how much of sins we have committed, but oh Allah, before your ocean of maghfirat, oh Allah, our sins are nothing. Ay Allah, just one drop from your ocean of maghfirat is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Ay Allah, we are making rujoo towards you. Ay Allah, hum tere samne hamare gande haath phailaye hue hai. Hum gande hai, hum napaak hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha? Oh Allah, where do we go? To whom do we turn? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ay, mere Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nobody can cheat you. Nobody can fool you. Nobody can bluff you. Nobody can deceive you. Oh my beloved Allah, we can fool our families. We can deceive our friends and neighbors. Oh Allah, we can deceive our clients and customers. Oh Allah, we can deceive the society. But we cannot deceive you, oh my beloved Allah. Everything is before you. Oh my Allah, therefore we are asking you for forgiveness of all the sins. Give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed. To give to keep the rozas which we have missed. To give the zakat which is overdue. To go for hajj if it is farz. To pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. To seek forgiveness from those whom we have harmed or injured. Ay, mere Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, we want the purified hearts that you give to your awliya e siddiqeen. Ya Allah, your friends, the type of hearts you give to them. Oh Allah, bless us with those kind of hearts. Ya Allah, those hearts, they enjoy satisfaction. Those hearts, they enjoy serenity. They enjoy tranquility. They enjoy comfort. Oh Allah, they enjoy peace and sukoon. Ya Allah, bless us with those hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of all the dirt and filth that has embedded itself. Ya Allah, we know that our hearts have been made into dirt bins. We have filled our hearts with greed, with pride, with arrogance. We have filled our hearts with envy, with jealousy, with malice. Ay Allah, our hearts are filled and engulfed with evil passions and desires. Ay Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Tere siwa koi hai nahi. There is no one else who can purify our hearts, O Allah. Therefore we are asking you for a purification of our hearts. Give us the hearts that are purified, O my beloved Allah. Give us a connection with you. Give us a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a bond, O my Allah,
The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Allah, give us such love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to follow all his teachings. That it becomes extremely easy for us to follow his way of life. Ay mere Allah, to follow his sunnat. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us such a bond with you. Oh my Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, when two pages have been stuck firmly with glue, and if a person tries to separate those two pages, the pages will tear, but oh Allah, they will not separate. Ya Allah, make our hearts such, oh Allah, give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when nafs and shaitan try to separate us from you, our hearts will tear apart but will not separate from you. Haver Allah, let our hearts tear apart but not separate from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us that enjoyment, oh my Allah, in your connection. Ya Allah, let us taste a bit of that noor. Ya Allah, let us taste a bit of the sweetness of Iman. Ya Allah, we haven't tasted the sweetness of Iman. Therefore, we are finding sweetness in sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts and put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ay, mere Allah, our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, O Allah, we are coming closer and closer to our graves. We do not know when the last drop will melt away. We do not know when the last drop, O Allah, will melt away. We do not know whether the angel of death is a few inches behind us. Oh my Allah, we do not know when our souls will depart. Ya Allah, put such khawf into our hearts and put such love of yours into our hearts that, oh Allah, we restrain ourselves from all haram. Ya Allah, give us that khawf and that love that it is easy for us to restrain ourselves from haram. Ya Allah, how can we be indulging in sins when we do not know when our death will come, where it will come, and, oh Allah, how it will come. Ay Allah, therefore don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, people are dying at the prostitute quarters. Ya Allah, people are dying in discos and cinemas and theaters. Oh Allah, people are dying cheating and deceiving. People are dying in watching haram on the television screen. Very Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in such haram actions. For we will be raised on the day of Qiyamah the way we die. And we will die the way we live. Oh Allah, therefore bless us with a life of piety and righteousness. Bless us with a life of taqwa. Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa. Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Tera qurb naseeb farma. Tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you, O my beloved Allah. Bless us with a life of sabr and shukar, O my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, hamein neki aur taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ay Allah, bless us with barakat in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Very Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically sick. Ay very Allah, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes physical ailments can be a source of rahmat. But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Change that rahmat to the rahmat of good health. Ay Allah, bless all with good health, with long life. Allah, bless everyone with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are in financial difficulties and worries, remove their problems. Oh Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Your treasures of halal are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen in your treasures. Let us seek from your unknown sources, oh my Allah. Let us seek from your sources which are unknown to us. Ay Allah, provide for us in a halal way every morsel that we get. Ay Allah, don't let us go towards anything that is haram. Ya Allah, at present our homes are on interest, our carpets on interest, our shoes on interest, our clothes on interest. Ha, very Allah, our furniture on interest, our cars on interest. Ya Allah, we are drowning in interest. Then how can there be rahmat in our homes? Ay Allah, how can we be seeking rahmat? Ay Allah, give us the realization that darkness and light cannot go together. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ay Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ay Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Maut se pehle pehle sachi tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Ay Allah, the Muslim ummah is suffering every way in the world. Especially at present, oh my Allah, our little children are dying. Our little babies are dying. Our women folk are losing their lives. The innocent are being slaughtered and massacred. Allah, the enemies of Islam have become merciless. Ya Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Kashmir, in Bosnia, in Afghanistan, and all other parts of the world, the enemies have become one. Ay Allah, tu Musliman ummat ki halat par raham farma. Ay Allah, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informed of the condition of his ummah, ha mere Allah, what must he be going through? That ummat for whom he shed so much of his blood, that ummat for whom so much of his tears were shed, that ummat for whom he stood whole night in prayers until his feet swelled, that ummat for whom he was stoned in Uhud and he falls down unconscious, that ummat for whom when he goes in sajda, intestines of animals are placed on his back. Oh Allah, that ummat for whom he suffers so much. Allah, but he leaves that ummat in one body and soul when he leaves from this world. When he is informed that ummat is in pieces, that ummat is in shattered and torn, that ummat is destroyed, that ummat has got no unity. The governments of that ummat, they watch the destruction and the massacres. Ha, mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi ke dil par kya guzarti hogi? Mere Allah, it is our weakness. It is our shortcomings. They are our sins, oh my Allah. Knowing what is happening there, we are still not prepared to give up the Bollywood and the Hollywood culture. Mere Allah, watching everything, listening to everything, knowing everything, but it doesn't bring us to 5 times salat. It doesn't bring us to giving up haram. It doesn't bring us to giving up adultery and fornication. Ay Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. We are part of that ummah, oh my Allah. Allah, even today you are the same Allah that was in Uhud and Badr and Khandaq and Fatah Makkah. Allah, assist and help the Muslim ummah. Allah, you send the Ababil and you destroy the army of Abraha. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi qudrat wala khuda hai. Allah, shake the ground beneath the feet of the enemies. Either give them hidayat, oh my Allah. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will not accept, then, oh Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath the feet of the enemy forces. Oh Allah, shake up their military might and power. Ay Allah, destroy their quwwat and taqat. Ay Allah, cause disunity and division in their ranks. Ay Allah, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, cause their ships to sink. Oh my beloved Allah, you are Qadir-e-Mutlaq. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi hal paida kar sakta hai. کہ اے اللہ جو تُو نے اس دور میں پیدا کیا تھا کہ تُو نے مسلمانوں کو غلبہ دیا تھا اور کفار کو شکست دی تھی یا اللہ don't look at our weakness look at your strength and power my Allah اے اللہ we have tied ourselves with the chains of nafs and shaitan Allah release us from the chains and the slavery of nafs and shaitan tie us firmly and bind us firmly with the chains of your love and the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the conditions in this country also from adversity to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat and iman flow throughout the world. Allah, sabko tu iman aur islam ki hidayat se mala mal farma. Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe sabko qubool farma. Tabligh wa daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Hone wale ijtimaat ko qubool farma. خانقاہوں کی مشائخ کی مدارس کی دار العلوم کی سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما bless every work of deen with ikhlas and sincerity oh my Allah before the time of our death comes oh my beloved Allah before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies oh my Allah for a day is going to come when our tongues will be silenced they will speak no more oh my Allah our eyes which are addicted to watching haram will be able to see no more that haram They will see the angels' faces, oh my Allah. The angel of death will be coming and they will see. They will be staring into the skies, oh my Allah. Ha, mere Allah, our ears will be able to listen no more. Ha, mere Allah, our hands and feet will move no more. Before that day comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Before the water of mayyit is poured over our body, give us the tawfiq of pouring the water of tawbah over our hearts. Allah, before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Allah, jiska bhi hum par ehsaan hai teri shayan ehsaan, unko jazaya khair ata farma. Rasul-e Paak, sahaba-e kiram, tabi'in, tabi'in, awliya of the ummat, our mashayikh, our ulama-e kiram, Allah, our satiza, our parents, and so many others, Allah, whatever ehsaan they may have made upon us, bless them with the best of rewards from your side. Ay Allah, jab hamari maut aur khatima ka waqt aaye, to ya Allah, call us to Badira Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadati Badira Tayyiba. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah on our lips. And the rosa mubarak of my beloved Nabi, cause our soul to depart, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, show us some tajalli at that time that our soul comes dancing towards you. Mere Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar, the wherever it may be, let it be a death of barkat and ni'mat. Ay Mere Allah, accept our du'as with the wasila of Rasul-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله